In just a moment, you're going to be creating a vision for your life, and you'll be expanding on the work you began during your Hoffman program. And seeing yourself living your vision with love for self and guided by your own wisdom, it builds a kind of muscle memory, new neural pathways, and new memories to reference. For neuroscience tells us we learn from what we imagine just as well as we do from experience. And ultimately, visioning is about embodying a state of being more than creating an order form for the universe to fill for you. As I lead you through the experience, really focus on how you want to feel in each area we go through and how it feels in your body. So close your eyes now and breathe. Simply follow your breath and become aware of your body. And turn your attention now to your life and imagine how you would feel living with full aliveness, with self-love, self-compassion, and self-forgiveness. A life of freedom connected to your wisdom and your power. For it's time now to create a vision of your life and give yourself permission to imagine whatever comes to you, whatever you'd like. See yourself embodying your spiritual self, trusting and following your inner guidance, intuition, and wisdom. And notice how alive, grounded, and loving you are as you move through your day living as spirit embodied. And see what practices you use to help you stay connected to your inner wisdom and guidance. And imagine moving through your life loving yourself, connected to your emotional self. And see how you honor and experience all your feelings, from joy and ecstasy to grief and anger. And notice how you listen and are informed by what you feel, and how responsive you are to yourself and your needs. And see how you bring loving awareness to your feelings. Now, see yourself loving your intellect and acknowledging it for all it does for you every day, how it gathers, processes, and sorts information. And notice how you take the time to stimulate and educate your intellect and how you continue to learn. How your new level of curiosity opens up so much to yourself. And see yourself tuned into your thoughts and regularly acknowledging this important aspect of yourself. And loving yourself, how do you nurture your body? See yourself attending to your body regularly and listening to what it's telling you. And how do you care for this important aspect of your being? Notice what lifestyle habits you practice that help you love and care for your body. And see how strong, healthy, and radiant you are. In your vision, notice how you treat yourself with self-compassion and loving kindness. And what are the practices that you've incorporated into your life? You're human, you make mistakes. So how do you treat yourself and what do you say to yourself? And see how forgiving, loving, and kind you are to yourself when you fall down knowing that you can learn and grow from your mistakes. In this vision, imagine your relationship with a significant other, with a spouse or partner, or perhaps a partner in the future. So, living from your wisdom and love, how do you communicate? Experience yourself with your partner sharing and listening. How do you solve problems? And how do you approach conflicts? How much appreciation do you share with each other? And notice the depth of your physical and emotional intimacy. See yourself supporting one another, creating trust and safety, and providing encouragement and celebration. And notice how having love for yourself impacts your relationship. If you're a parent or have children in your life, or will have children in your life, see yourself lovingly supporting their growth and unfolding. And experience yourself being present to the connection you share, expressing your love and appreciation. How do you hold space for their vulnerability, their unique gifts, and their dreams for the future? How are you playful and spontaneous with them? In this vision, what are your relationships like with your extended family and community, either the family of your choosing or your relatives, whatever feels right for you? And how does your own self-acceptance and happiness impact your interactions with your community and family? And how do you share appreciation and gratitude with those in your life? How do you practice healthy boundaries and express compassion and forgiveness? And now, bring to mind your friendships, the companions you choose to be with in your life, and see yourself attracting and sustaining meaningful and rich friendships as you become the friend to yourself that you wish to have. And notice how your friendships feel when you're present and listen with an open heart, sharing your love, laughter, and humor. And now experience the ways your authenticity and aliveness extend into your work or purpose, your path of contribution. What are you doing? How do you express your creativity? What do you love about your work or purpose? And how alive do you feel doing this in the world? And notice how your relationships feel with your colleagues and friends in this realm, how you interact and collaborate, the mutual respect, the flow of creativity, and your sense of fulfillment. See yourself thriving in your work or purpose. In your vision, what's the balance between the time you spend at work and the time you spend with yourself, family, and friends? And see yourself maintaining healthy boundaries, finding just the right balance, and enjoying your own free time, resting and rejuvenating, and having a full life outside of your work. And how much fun and laughter is in your life, and what do you do for recreation and enjoyment? And what do? To relax and rejuvenate yourself? And now experience yourself in your own home. How do you feel here? In loving yourself, see how your home becomes a sanctuary for you, a place you rest, a place you enjoy, and a place where you find the right balance of connection and solitude. And take a moment now to look around the home of your vision, noticing the feeling and the atmosphere, and see yourself in the home that feels just right for you. And step into your full vision now and experience it as if it's happening in this moment. Take a few moments to look around the life that you've created. And when you have your vision for your life, say softly out loud, "I choose this vision for myself." And experience yourself committed with all your heart to your vision. And now, still with your eyes closed, come back to the present moment and look realistically at where you are now in your life. This is an honest evaluation. You're not underrating it or overrating it. Just get a clear image of your life today in all the important areas. And experience how you feel in this life. And now, hold the image of your current reality, and then with a deep breath, also experience your vision. Be aware of both at once. There's a difference between them, so allow that difference just to be there, for the tension created by this difference is creative tension, and it will serve you in bringing your vision to life. Now, take a deep breath. Gently bring your awareness back to your body, being supported by the earth. And then take another deep cleansing breath and tune into your body sensations and notice what you're experiencing. Now, tune into what you're feeling in this moment and find a word or two for it. And staying present to your inner state, slowly open your eyes and become present to the space around you. And then take some time to write out your vision for your life in detail. And write it in first person present tense, I am, I feel, I experience it, as if you are experiencing it right now. And be as specific and detailed as possible, and become aware of the body sensations that accompany your vision as you write it out.